My guest at this time is Dr. David Curry. He is the CEO at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations around the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. He joins me today to talk about the 2016 World Watch List. That is the annual list compiled by Open Doors USA of the 50 nations who persecute Christians the most. We'll be talking about the level of persecution in general and, of course, at some of the worst offenders. And Dr. Curry, thanks very much for your time as always.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Overall, how would you characterize it? I obviously painted a pretty bleak picture, but when you look at the totality of the environment for Christians around the world, how are things looking?
Well, unfortunately, the data is not good. The 2016 Open Doors World Watch List documents the fact that this past year saw the persecution of Christians escalating to an unprecedented rate. In fact, we think that not since perhaps the first century church have we seen such an unrelenting and spreading threat against Christian faith. So the anecdotal information that you're picking up from the news, from the Islamic State, Boko Haram, these Islamic extremist groups, in addition to pariah rogue states like North Korea persecuting Christians, all of these things that we know about happening, in fact, it's growing and it's spreading and it's becoming more difficult for Christians.
For years and years, North Korea was at the very top of the list, the world's worst persecutor. Who's at the top this year?
Once again, North Korea is at the top of the World Watch List, which means it's the most difficult place on earth for Christians. Tens of thousands of Christians are imprisoned for their faith, some even executed for things just as simple as owning the Bible. So North Korea stands at number one on the World Watch List.
And obviously, when folks look at persecution around the world, they see the beheadings of Christians by ISIS in Syria and Iraq, and they see other places around the world where it's absolutely horrendous conditions for Christians. So how is North Korea still the worst of the worst?
Well, there's three things happening in North Korea. First of all, you have a cult-like system that sees Christianity as a threat to the worship of the leader there and his ancestors. You also have them having the ability to control the police system, the judicial system, if you could call it that, to use all the means of government to suppress freedom of religious expression, amongst other things. And then you just have a momentum, a fear within the community itself, which makes it so that the community has been rewarded for turning on people who might choose to express their faith. So you have all number of things, governmental control, a cult-like system, and then the community itself is now so paranoid that it's making it difficult for Christian faith in North Korea.
And who follows North Korea on the list?
Well, the next on the list is Iraq, followed by Eritrea. So you have two different stories there. Iraq, the Middle East, identifying what's happening there through the Islamic State. And Eritrea is the most difficult place in Africa. It's a Islamic extremist government, which is sort of unusual. Usually they're rogue players like Boko Haram and Islamic State. But Eritrea has inculcated Sharia law into their governmental system. They, again, are using the powers of government to suppress Christians and anyone, by the way, who speaks out in support of freedom of religious expression. They will imprison them and so forth. And the conditions in which Christians are being imprisoned are particularly difficult and horrific, and many people lose their lives just in the prisons.
Obviously, when you look at the top 10, many of them are in the Middle East or in Africa, as you mentioned. Number two, as you said, was Iraq. Eritrea is three, Afghanistan four, Syria five, Pakistan six, Somalia seven, Sudan eight, Iran nine, and so on and so forth. When it comes to the Islamic world in particular, is it becoming worse and worse, or is it just as bad as ever outside of the nations like Iraq and Syria where terrorist groups are obviously wreaking havoc?
Well, the Middle East is exceptionally difficult. I mean, the three trends we see, Greg, first of all, extremists are solidifying and spreading their caliphates. That's true in the Islamic State sense. It's now bleeding over into Libya and some of these areas. But it's also true in Africa. Boko Haram is spreading into Niger from Nigeria and hoping to solidify into Chad. And it's also true in Kenya and Somalia, where Al-Shabaab, another Islamic State, partner, is trying to extend their caliphate. But you also have the forced immigration issues in Iraq and in the Middle East, where Christians are being pushed out of their areas. That's also true in Africa, like in Nigeria, in the northern part of Nigeria. There are 12 states that are controlled by Sharia law, and Christians are second-class citizens there. So you have 25 million Christians that are being forced out of the north of Nigeria. So that immigration issue is a big one.
Dr. Curry, any bright spots on this list, countries that used to be pretty close to the top that are moving down significantly?
One of the things that made this the most difficult time in the modern era, even more so than last year, which itself was up until that point the most difficult year for Christians, is that it's more difficult to get on the list. So in every continent, it's more difficult. So unfortunately, there aren't a lot of bright spots, but we do want to see governments raising up this issue of religious freedom, not just for Christians, but in this case, we're highlighting the fact that Christians do not have the freedom they need to worship freely in many, many places around the world.
Last question. What are you asking our government to do, both in our own hemisphere here, and I know there are some in the Western Hemisphere, but also around the world?
What we're asking folks to do through a petition system at opendoorsusa.org is to petition the president to take action on Iraq, Eritrea, and Pakistan. These are three countries where we can make a big difference and use our leverage with our partners like Pakistan. Our government sees Pakistan as a partner in trying to create regional stability, but there's a lot we can do to help them bring to the forefront these blasphemy laws, the outstanding, unfortunately, I'm using that in a bad sense, outstanding violence against Christians that are happening there. So people can sign this petition to encourage President Obama to make this a priority in this final year. OpenDoorsUSA.org.
OpenDoorsUSA.org. Dr. Curry, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Greg.
Dr. David Curry is the CEO of Open Doors USA. Again, opendoorsusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.